Carrie Underwood on 92.5 XTU. And Andy, you just got a chance to meet her the other night.
I did. And, you know, she's absolutely lovely. She put on such a great show at the Wells Fargo Center on Saturday night. And I had a pretty cool opportunity to introduce her to my daughter, Tori. And Tori was able to get something signed.
Oh, that's neat. Really nice.
But so here we're waiting in line. Sorry, as I move my microphone. So we're waiting in line to meet Carrie. And everyone's a little bit nervous and excited. And it's like that anxiety going on, you know, and we were all handed cards, and it said you can take one item in for Carrie to sign, and she'll sign just Carrie Underwood unless you write a name on this card and hand it to her. Okay. And then she'll write whatever, so it'll say to Andy,
okay,
you know, right, love Carrie Underwood, whatever. So I didn't have anything for her to sign, and Tori said, what if I have her sign my boot? And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, so she's all excited. She's going to have her sign her boot. And then she said, but do I have to put Tori or can I put something funny down? And so she's coming up with all these words, which out of context are not funny. Like, you know, she was like, what about puppy? And I was like, no, you can't write puppy, like to puppy. Right? Like Carrie, she doesn't call you. But she was like, well, what about pig? And I was like, well, that's even offensive. Like pig, that's not nice.
Right.
So she said, well, how about T-Bone? Because that's kind of like her jokey nickname,
okay,
right? Like, we'll call her that every once in a while just because it's silly. So
sure.
I was
that'd
like,
be
okay,
fun to write, yeah.
Yeah, so T-Bone is fun. Okay, so I went in and I meet Carrie Underwood, and she's not impressed with me at all. And then I introduce her to Tori, and Tori hands her the card. And Carrie just loves Tori, and they're chatting, and she looks down, and she was like, T-Bone, is that really what your name is? And Tori's like, no, you know, it's just kind of a nickname. And Carrie said, well, I have a nickname that my dad still calls me, actually. And all of a sudden, the room got silent because we were all like, this is something that we don't know about
her. Is news.
Yeah. So I'm leaning in because I'm supposed to have been out of the room, but I'm like leaning in, and Carrie's kind of looking at me like, oh, the radio person's hearing this.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, my dad has always called me Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and she said he still calls me Abdul for short.
Are you serious?
So her dad calls her Abdul.
Oh, my God.
And I love that.
That's awesome.
I feel like it puts her in a whole different light for me.
And isn't that a perfect dad thing to do?
Abdul, right?
Kareem,
right.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Because, at her age, people don't even necessarily know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is.
Right.
So, yeah, so for her to go through life with her dad being like, hey, Abdul, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's
now
hysterical.
You know. Yeah, so it got me thinking, like, my dad had a nickname for me, and my mom would get really mad. I always thought that it was cute and endearing, because he's my dad. So really anything that he called me that wasn't just Andrea, like, and mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you what it is because I can't say it on the radio because it really wasn't nice. But
okay.
Which
explains why your mom was not happy
with
it, right?
So she would always get mad because in public he would say, hey, little blank. And then so she made him change it. So then he started calling me little C-H-I-T.
Okay.
Chit. He would call me little chit. Like,
okay,
little L-I-L-C-H-I-T.
Right.
So, I mean, that's how I would always sign my cards, you know, like,
love
cute. Your little
chit.
Yeah,
that's a nice little, you know, dad-daughter bond.
Exactly.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so I just feel like dads come up with great nicknames, you know, and stuff that, like, no one else would come up with, and whether there's a story for it or not, like, everybody's got a nickname from their dad. So what's yours? 215-263-6700.
Hi, this is Tyler.
All right, Tyler is your real name.
Mm-hmm. My nickname is Binky.
Binky?
Yeah, B-I-N-K-Y.
Do you like that nickname?
It's carried on with me my entire life. My parents gave it to me, and my dad is kind of started off, and it carried all through football and all the way up until now.
Wow.
So people still call me today.
So is it because you used to suck on a Binky?
No, I actually, you know how some people keep, like, little blankies when they're younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my Binky. I kept it in, like, a collectible baseball case, and I carried it with me everywhere.
Oh,
that's adorable. When you played football, did you have Binky on the back of your jersey?
No, but if you called me in to go in, it would be, hey, Bink, we need you in. Or even up through high school, you know, I still have some coworkers who even call me Bink. It's just everybody in my town calls me Bink. That's what they know me by.
I love that.
We will forever here at XTU know you as Binky.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening, Binky.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Megan.
Yes. Hi. So my nickname is Meg. My name is Megan, and it's Megalopolis. So I play a lot of sports growing up, and my dad would just scream, "Let's go, Megalopolis!" And everyone never knew when it was going to end. And it was probably like the most embarrassing thing, but it was. I couldn't complain because everybody knew my nickname and would call me it too.
That's awesome, and there's just something really special about a dad nickname, don't you think?
Yep, and everyone knew my dad. He was always Big Rich. He also had a nickname, so we all both had one. It was nice.
That's fun. I love it. Thanks, Megalopolis.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Jackie. What is your nickname?
Scoob.
Scoob.
Like S-C-O-O-B. I don't know why, but like to this day, if I call, he'll be like, "Hey, Scoob, what are you doing?"
Oh, like, that's funny. Like, yeah. for as though you're Scooby-Doo.
Right. And I didn't really watch Scooby-Doo as a kid, but that's just always been the name that he called me. So that, like,
it's kind of the cool thing about dads, though. They don't really need a reason. Like, my dad used to call my sisters Ernie and Bert.
That's great.
You know, and then I was always so jealous because they're older than me. And then I was like, but I want a Sesame Street character. And instead, he called me Little
Chit.
You
got the curse.
I call my 5-year-old Goob, so...
Goober,
because I think she's goofy, so I call her Goob.
So out in public, you're Scoob and Goob.
I know. People are going to steal them.
I love it. I love it, Jackie. Thanks, Scoob. Well, thanks for calling.
Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
All right, so what's your nickname, Lee?
Believe it or not, Schnickle Fritz.
How did that happen?
I have absolutely no clue. He's called me that since I was a baby.
I love it. Maybe that's what he wanted to name you, and your mom was like, absolutely no. Not. Yeah.
Lee's a lot easier to spell. We'll go with that.
Yes, it is.
That's funny. I love Schnickle Fritz. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
What's that nickname, girl?
So my full nickname is Lush Lush McGush.
Lush Lush McGush?
Yes.
Did you have that since you were a kid?
Yeah, or was that like a college nickname?
Yeah. And to this day, they still call me Lush. My nephew knows me as Aunt Lush Lush. If you say Alicia, he will have no clue who you're talking to.
Oh, funny.
Uh-huh.
How great is that out in public?
I know,
they
right?
They won't tell me the story. I have no clue, but I've had it as long as I can remember. I'm 37 now, and I am Lush Lush.
I mean, and do you ever feel like people might look at you and think, well, just stop drinking?
I want to put it on my license plate because it's such a huge part of my identity, but I'm afraid because I'll be pulled over every 2 seconds.
That's
exactly.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, I love it, though.
There's no reason behind it, but yes, Oshkosh McGosh was very big, and I think my nickname is Lush, but they made it in the Lush Lush McGosh, and that's it.
That's genius.
It's so great. Well, thank you so much, Lush. Great to hear from you.
Thanks. You too, guys. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.